A group of Black Lives Matter activists marched and rallied on Tuesday to recognize the one-year anniversary of Daniel Prude's ultimately fatal encounter with Rochester police. WXXI's Raquel Stephen has more on the activities of what is now called Daniel's Day.
Free the People Rock led more than 100 demonstrators through the streets of Rochester to honor the life of Daniel Prude and to demand change from political leaders. Prude was restrained by city police during a mental health arrest on March 23, 2020, and died a week later. The protesters met at Parcel 5 downtown, marched to the RTS bus station, and eventually ended at the East Avenue Wegmans. Free the People Rock's co-leader Diallo Payne says disrupting these institutions is the best way to get their point across.
When you affect money, you begin to affect politics, you begin to get people's attention, it's easier to spread awareness.
These activists believe that the inconveniences that were caused on Tuesday are minor compared to the black lives that were lost to the hands of police. In response, the city recently launched a pilot program with a person in crisis team that responds to mental health and substance abuse calls. Free the People Rock's lead organizer, Ashley Gant, says the city's PIC team is simply not enough.
The PIC team is a part of the mayor's new vision for this city. And when we see her reform plan, those are all long-term goals. When people are dying right now, we need answers right now.
Gant says that protesters will not stop until Rochester police are held accountable and city leaders start making real systemic changes. Raquel Stephen, WXXI News.